We are. I think on the top of site again, Lamed Aleph, three lines down?
Yeah.
Okay. Hayoresh Somech. We said that the heir of a karban does smicha. Oh, Matl, before I forget, I can't do Shabbos stuff. I emailed Rabbi Bell last night. I remembered that I had... I forgot, I'm doing a Pirkei Avos shiur in the neighborhood at the same time. Okay. So we said that a Yoresh is so much, a Yoresh can do, he can do, a Yoresh is supposed to do smicha. This was coupled with the having the ability, the dubious ability to do tamura. Not that he wants to, but if he does it, it's effective. So Tani Rav Chananya Kamedu Rava, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimer. Lo and behold, Rav Chananya's version of this, which he teaches in front of Rava, is just the opposite. Yoresh cannot do smicha, Yoresh's tamura is irrelevant. So the Gemara says, Vanan Tanan, what do you do with our Mishnah? It says, Yoresh Somech, maybe it's Nesachav Umeimer. I have a Mishnah that says that he does do smicha, that he brings the Nesachim, and that his Tamura is effective. So, Amar Lei, Ibchoi, or Ibcha, depending on your edition, he says, so should I reverse it? Should I reverse what I was saying? Amar Lei Lo, or Lo Tzricha? He says, no, that's unnecessary. Masnizin Mani, meaning your Mishnah, not our Mishnah, but your version of it. Who is the author of your version of things? Rabbi Yehuda, the author of your version of things is Rabbi Yehuda. Disanya, here's the price. So Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimer, that the Yoresh does do it and that it's effective, that he does Smicha as well as Tamura, that's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimer. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says the Yoresh does not do it. Apparently not, because we're going to talk about Shaliach later on the daf, and he's not going to have the same thing.
He's Shaliach for. He's not alive now.
Yeah.
The father.
I suppose you could look at it that way, yeah. So, he's the owner of the karban. And it's not the case like a chatas, because after, we know that after someone passes away, now a chatas Shemei Zubalov wouldn't be brought. So, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's rationale for saying that the Yoresh does not do smicha? Karbano. The Pasuk says, Karbano. Velo, Karban Aviv, which we understand to exclude the Karban of the father. V'yalef t'chilas hekdesh misov hekdesh. Now, the Pasuk of Karbano is regarding smicha. So he says, we deduce what happens when you first provide Kedusha, when you first create the Kedusha, from that which happens at the end, from the smicha stage. Ma sof hekdesh yorish eino somech. We say, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the heir does not do smicha. That's sof hekdesh, because it's the end of the process. Av tchilas hekdesh yorish eino meimer. So too, he doesn't do tamura. We call tamura tchilas hekdesh in the sense that this animal on whom the tamura is being done is, for him, that's tchilas hekdesh. That will be the beginning of his Kedusha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's stance. Karbano regarding smicha, affects not only smicha, but in the end, affects tamura as well. Verabanan, nu Rabbanan, what is your stance? Why do you say that the Yoresh does do smicha? Hamer Yamir, they look at it from the tamura side of things. Regarding tamura, the Torah says, Hamer Yamir, double language, regarding creating tamura. Lerabos es hayoresh, that includes the Yoresh. And then we all of self hektish mitchilas hektish. We deduce what happens at the end, at the smicha stage, from what happens at the tamura stage in the beginning. Matchilas hektish yorish meimer, in the beginning of the kedusha, the yorish can do tamura from hamer yamir. Af self hektish yorish somech. Therefore, he also has the authority to do smicha at the end. So they go the opposite. They go the opposite route, and that's the machlokas. Verabanan hai karbano, my avdile. So then what do the Rabbanan do with this karbano if they're not using it as Rabbi Yehuda wants to use it? Right? Rabbi Yehuda wants to use karbano to include the Yoresh for smicha. So what are you doing? To exclude the Yoresh for smicha. So my avdile, what do they do with it? How do they understand karbano? Karbano velo karban ovid kochavim. So first of all, you have to know there are three times when the Torah says karbano. It's not just one appearance of karbano, but it's three. Based on Tosfos Kroi, which is the end of yesterday's Gemara, the Rashi says karbano is the three Karbanos of Vayikra Gimel, Vav Zayin and Ches in Vayikra Gimel, whereas Taras Kohanim has it from Gimel Yud Beis Yud Dalet and Vesamach Yadol Rosho in Pasuk Yud Gimel. They're all learning it from Vayikra Gimel. The only question is which Pasuk there. Which psukim? So what do the Rabbanan do? Karbano velo karban ovid kochavim. The first karbano they take to mean his karban, and not the karban of someone who isn't Jewish. Second, karbano velo karban chavero, not somebody else's karban. And third, karbano lerabos kobale karban lesmicha, to include all of the owners of a karban. If multiple people bring a karban together, then all of them do the smicha. That's the idea. The Rabbi Yehuda, well then I go back to Rabbi Yehuda and say, what do you do with these three karbanos? I know what you do with one of them. What do you do with the others? One of them you take to mean not the heir. But what are you going to do with the other two? The Rabbi Yehuda, what are you to do? L'rabos kobale karban l'smicha lesle. Rabbi Yehuda does not believe that we use a karbano in order to include that all of the owners of the karban are going to do smicha. That's one possibility. He doesn't actually believe in that idea. Number two, alternatively, the inami isle, even if he does believe in it, obed kochavim v'chavero mechad kronafka. He will deduce the exclusion of the karban of an obed kochavim and the karban of another person from the same karbano. He says karbano, his karban. We're talking about a Jew, number one. We're already talking about a Jew, and we're talking about the person whose karban it is, so automatically that excludes the obed kochavim, and automatically it excludes the karban of another person. Let me just wrap the line. The Eisrulei Treikroi, therefore he has two extra psukim. One karbano is extra because he took out the yoresh. Another karbano is extra because now he took out one of Ove Kochavim and Chavero. So chad karbano velo karban aviv. One of them he will use to exclude the carbon of the father. V'idach l'rab, where he's not a yoresh. V'idach l'rab is kabale carbon l'smicha, and the other one he'll agree is there to include all of the owners of a carbon to say that they do smicha. Yes, Alan.
What do we? There's a custom for a goy.
Right, so Tos actually asks that question. Tos was not here back on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Wants to know why we don't just say Bnei Yisrael Velachum. So if you look back on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, he actually does ask that question.
What's the answer?
I remember that I wrote down that it does, that he asked the question. I don't remember what his answer was. I think it was more involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tosus, see what I wrote there. It's Tosus Matsinu back there, who says, what about that? He quotes the...
Are we talking about the Kohen bringing a korban on behalf of the Goy? Then you don't smicha either?
You're talking about when the Anko brings a korban, he sends it in.
And the Kohen has to...
So the Kohen is the one bringing it. He doesn't do smicha on behalf of that korban, correct? Because I would say that there is no, in the case of Yisrael Chavero, I would say the Yisrael should be doing the smicha. It doesn't go to me, right? By him, there isn't anything. There isn't another option.
That's why you learn out Mechav Kroy.
Yeah,
all the same reason.
There are a whole bunch of really interesting comments in Tosfos here, just in terms of global limudim. Like Tosfos asks, here we say that Rabbi Yehuda's stance is that Hamer Yamir should be used to include women, whereas by Himol Yimol, by Bris Milah, Rabbi Yehuda says Dibur Torah Koshon Bnei Adam. And tell us, so why, where is double language Lashon Bnei Adam, normal human speak, and where is double language something I should use for a drasha? And tell us, gives a very cryptic answer. He says, here the Pasuk is more Mochiach. And I don't know what that means. Here the Pasuk somehow demonstrates more that it should be used for a limud than elsewhere where I don't understand what Tos is saying to answer that. He also discusses the very interesting question here of where I assume by default that it's a male and where I assume by default that it's not a male. If you see Tosus Lafisha Kolayan Kula Vaina Madaba Lavoshan Zahar, we didn't get to that yet in the Gemara. We'll come back to it in a moment. I'm going out of order. No. So based on this, no. Correct. Correct. It appears not. And the Gemara is going to make it explicit in the next few lines. Right. No, but we're going to see it. We're going to see it in a moment, in a more explicit way. But yeah. But it's true. Yeah, you're not doing the smicha as a shaliach. No. Let's finish up the Gemara of the Mishnah here, and then we'll see a little bit more. Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Hamer Yomir, my Ovidlei. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Hamer Yomir? If Rabbi Yehuda is not using the... I even jumped the gun there on that. I was already reading ahead. When Rabbi Yehuda says... When the Rabbanan say that Hamer Yomir is meant in order to teach me, what was the Rabbanan line, right? Lo habas sayoresh, that the air does it. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Hamer Yamir? Mi boyelei l'rabos es ha'isha. Rabbi Yehuda uses Hamer Yamir to include women, to say that women do the smicha as well. Desaya, as the Braisa says, l'fisha kol ha'inyan kulo einu medaber ela b'loshan zachar. The entire section here in the Torah speaks in the masculine. The masofenu l'rabos es ha'isha. Why are we adding in or how would I know to add in the woman? Tamad lomar hamer yamir. The Torah uses double language of hamer yamir that teaches me that women do tamura as well. V'rabbanan. And how will the rabbanan know it? They already used hamer yamir for their own purposes. Darshi me v'im. They'll take it from v'im. V'Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda do? V'im lo darish. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't take the vav of v'im. And once again, Tosis refers you to a separate discussion. This discussion was back on Nun Aleph on the debate, on where Rabbi Yehuda does the vav and where Rabbi Yehuda does not do the vav. Because sometimes Rabbi Yehuda does darish, he does learn from the vav, and sometimes he does not. Yeah. But Tosis here asks, it sounds like the default where the language in the Torah is male. In a parsha, the default assumption is that we exclude women, right? That's the default assumption. I don't need the Bnei Yisrael, v'lo Bnos Yisrael, if the default language in a section is Lashon Zachar. So Tosfos asks why it is that there are other cases in the Gemara where we do learn Bnei Yisrael do X and Bnos Yisrael do not, even though the general section uses masculine language. And Tosfos distinguishes perhaps in that over here by Tamura, it's an Onesh She'enu Shava Bakol. There's a penalty which doesn't apply to everybody because, for example, a Tzibur doesn't do Tamura. So therefore, I would have assumed that once you say that the punishment is unequal, I have a further reason to assume that we don't include women. In other words, what Tosis is really trying to say, I apologize, I got like 3 hours of sleep last night, so I hope I'm going to be clear. But I should have said that at the beginning, right? But Tosis says that it's not just that the default language here is masculine. It's also that the rules of Tamura are unequal across the board because the Onesh for Tamura doesn't apply equally to everybody. So once you have those two factors, once you say, number one, that the default language is male and this is not applicable to everyone equally, then it makes sense to say that my default is to exclude women. However, just having male language in the Torah does not normally exclude women from a certain mitzvah, from a certain parsha. So, for example, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Torah uses male language when it talks about bringing the Karban. But I wouldn't assume that that excluded women. I would assume that women were included in the mitzvah also. You need an additional reason to exclude women.
So it's additional language. Additional male language? Or
additional, no, an additional aspect of the halacha itself. Like the fact that the onesh doesn't apply to everybody equally. Well, mitzvah says shazman grama, assuming that it's prescriptive, which not everybody agrees, but would be a separate point. We're going to actually come across one in a little bit. But mitzvah says shazman grama would be a separate reason to exclude women from the purview of a mitzvah. Okay, so
that includes her husband's bringing the korban on her behalf. He also doesn't do smicha on her.
He would also not do smicha. That's correct. Which we're going to come back to in a little bit because we'll get to that exact issue.
Can he do things that one word once include and the other one another time exclude?
I mean, you have
rabbis one and not.
Yeah, it exists, but it causes us headaches when it does. We try to avoid that kind of a situation. We generally assume that one type of an expression or one word is either an exclusive word or an inclusive word. We'd rather not see it play both roles. Yeah. Mishnah. Hakol somchen. Mishnah says everybody does smicha. And once again, like we had last week, this is like one of those kol yisrael yesham cheleks. The hakol somchen, everybody does smicha except for the following. Chutz mecheresh shote vekatan. First of all, cheresh shote vekatan as a set. Don't do smicha. The Gemara is going to revisit each of these. Vesuma, as well as somebody who is blind. Ve'ole kochavim, as well as somebody who is not Jewish. And here we don't mean the carbon of a non-Jew. We mean a non-Jew doing smicha on a carbon of a Jew. Veha eved, as well as an eved, meaning again, the Jew, it's the Jew's carbon, and his eved Knani wants to do the smicha. So we say he doesn't do the smicha. Veha shaliach, as well as someone shaliach, so the Meir Matala case that's more explicit. Veha isha, as well as a woman, and once again, we're dealing with the case of a woman on a man's carbon, as opposed to the woman's own carbon. Usmicha shiare mitzvah. Smicha is what we call shiare mitzvah, the remnants of the mitzvah. Rashi explains de'eno ma'akev kapara, that it's not a requirement for kapara. Remember, we talked about that, about shiare mitzvah earlier, and we said shiare mitzvah can fend off onesh, but still, it's not a requirement for the mitzvah. Al harosh, it's done on the head of the animal, bebez yadayim, with both hands. Uvumakum shesomchin shochtin. And you stand in the same place where you're going to do the shchita. When you do the smicha, you do it in the same location, not location on the animal's body, but the same location, place where you are, GPS. That's where you do your smicha. V'tekef l'smicha shchita, and you do the smicha right before you do the shchita. The Tosfos asks, why doesn't that make this a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? Because it has to be done right before the shchita. It's an interesting idea. Okay, so the Gemara goes through each of the cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Bishla mecheresh shote vekatan and lav b'nei dayaninu. The Gemara says, I know cheresh shote vekatan are excluded. That makes a lot of sense. Why? Because they are not b'nei das. None of them have high level intellectual function as far as we are concerned within halacha, and therefore they don't. They're not participants in the karban. They're not called participants. The just in general, in terms of how they got a karban in the first place. The Ezu Mekoman brings that it must be where they inherited a karban, because otherwise you can't come up with an explanation. Even if you said regarding the shota, it's when he dedicated a karban before he became a shota, or the cheresh, he dedicated a karban before he became a cheresh. Zvachim Yudbeis Amudbeis says that you wouldn't bring the karban now; you'd have to wait. That's number one. Number two, it doesn't help with a katan. The katan didn't dedicate the karban before he became a katan. That would be quite a feat. So we assume that is where they inherited a karban, in which case they're really in the yoresh category. That's number one. Number two, well, hold off on number two. Let's see further in the Gemara. Ove kochavim nami, b'nei Yisrael somchen, ve'en ove kochavim somchen. Here the ove kochavim is excluded from doing smicha on somebody else's karban, as opposed to the case we saw before, which was the ove kochavim's own karban. Now we're talking about the ove kochavim on somebody else's karban, because it says b'nei Yisrael do it, the ove kochavim does not do it. The Rashmi Shant says on this.
Why he's doing it for somebody else?
Because that's the general set of cases that he's brought in the Mishnah. It's talking about the Ovek Chachavim, the Abbot, the Ovek Chachavim, no, not as a Shaliach, stam. In other words, he wants to do Smicha on my carbon.
So now Shaliach is without permission? Well,
actually, not as my Shaliach. It's not, no, just stam, let's do Smicha. So he doesn't do smicha on my karban. In the same way that the Eved Shaliach and Isha, we're all talking about somebody else's karban. It's all part of the same set. But the idea that Ovi Kochavim doesn't do smicha in general, the Rashmi Shan says, is because smicha includes vidui. Smicha doesn't just mean you walk up to a karban and you lean your hands on it. It's actually a statement of vidui. And we know that an akum doesn't get kapara with a karban. There is a concept of tshuva for someone who isn't Jewish. That we know. Anshe Ninveh as being a prime example. But it doesn't involve karbanos.
Can you send a shaliach for vidui?
Yes, actually. I mean, not here. Not vidui by a karban. We're learning here that you can't. There is a concept. I'm thinking of the vidui that one does with a person who's passing away, and it is possible to say the vidui for someone and have him say amen or something like that if he's not physically up to it. But that's not really not shlichus. That's not really the same thing.
He doesn't own the palm, only on Kippur, no? Well, I'm a slave.
Yes.
So he actually...
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, you're asking what's he doing there.
Yeah.
So I'll say it's as a communal carbon.
Oh, okay. So it's not his
going to
the community.
We talked about it yesterday, being part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
If he gets part of
Kabbalah. Yeah, I would say that's the community.
Yeah.
That was my
focus
there.
Okay. So the Gemara says, that's our exclusion of the Ovid Kochavim. El Asuma, five lines up from the bottom. El Asuma may time alone. But why not someone who is blind? Why doesn't he do smicha? Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak bar Avedimi, Chad Omar Asya smicha smicha miziknei haida, the Chad Omar Asya smicha smicha meolas ri'ya. We have a machlokes that everybody agrees that he doesn't do it. The only question is why. One says, I deduce it from ziknei haida, talking about Egla Arufa. The elders come out for the Egla Arufa and they lean on the carbon. And if you take a look at Rashi here, he explains it for you. They couldn't be blind. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, we link what's done by fights. We've been on Hashem. We bring it to Beis Din, to Negoim, which are brought to the Kohen, and the Kohen should not be a Balmum. The Ode, and further, Kashem Shah Bezim Manukin Bitzedek Kach Manukin Mimum. The rule is that the Beis Din not only has to be of fine, upstanding judges in terms of their conduct, but they also have to be unblemished. Dirsiv, Kulach Yafa Rayasi Umum Ein Bach, Pasuk and Shir Ashirim. So therefore, they cannot have any mum. So Tosfos asks over here, then if you tell me he can't be blind, he also, because of the Kinaida, he also can't have any other mum. You tell me a Baal Mum doesn't do Smicha, Yisra. Well, Ba'amum, that's a novelty that the Gemara does not suggest.
What are you supposed to for women if they don't understand
that? Right, you could also, right, Tos actually asks that as well. Tos is going to ask that, is also going to ask that all in another moment. Sorry? The other one says, I deduce it from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. We said yesterday, they have to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, so we exclude those who are not under the laws of Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha, being seen in the Beis HaMikdash. And we say the blind man, we say Yireh Yeroeh, that the way he comes to be seen, that's the way he comes to see, and the Hashem sees him fully, not with one eye, so to speak. So the Gemara asks, Uleman Damar may olas ri'ya may timer lo yalef min ziknei ha'eda. Why would you not use ziknei ha'eda? What's wrong with that? Danin yachid mi yachid vein danin yachid mi tzibur. Because ziknei ha'eda is by egla arufa, that's a communal thing. As opposed to the smich on the carbon, which is a private thing. You're not going to deduce the private thing from the communal. Uleman di yalef min ziknei ha'eda may timer lo yalef may olas ri'ya. And the one who deduces from ziknei ha'eda, why doesn't he use olas ri'ya? So his answer is done in midi dichsiv beismicha begufei. Midi dichsiv beismicha begufei. The answer is because by the egla rufa, the Torah actually says to lean on the carbon. There it's explicit, and so we deduce our smicha from that. Lafuke olas reiya, as opposed to aliyah laregel, the higufa me olas nedavaka gamra. We only deduce that you lean on the carbon that you bring, the carbon ola that you bring when you go to the Beis Hamikdash. We deduce that from Olas Nidava. Dintani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, as it was taught in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Vayakreva Sa'ola, Vayaseh Kamishpat. This is actually regarding the Miluim. He brought the Ola and did it according to its laws. Kamishpat Olas Nidava, like the laws of Olas Nidava, the voluntary Ola. Limit al Olas Chova Shetuna Smicha. And that's how we know that the Olas Chova requires Smicha. That's how we know it. We don't know it from itself, and therefore I'd rather not use that as the source for this halacha. If you see the Tosfos Asya Smicha Smicha, that's the one who asks the question. Well, in that case, they should be naki from all blemishes. And he also asks the question of excluding people who are blind in one eye, then, just like they're blind from, just like they're exempt from olas ri'ya. And he says, then why do I need b'nei Yisrael ma'utei nashim? Also, you could have just deduced it this way. He asks all of those questions. He doesn't answer any of them, which is good, because then I don't feel like I need to. But that's you're right. All of these should really be subsumed under that. Eved vashaliach ve'isha. We said the eved, the shaliach, and the woman don't do smicha on someone else's carbon. Tana Rabban and the Braisa says yado, his hand, the hand of the person who's bringing the carbon. These also are from Paragimel pasuk beis pasuk ches and pasuk yud gimel. It's very odd because if you look in the margin of the Masoras Hashas, at least in my edition, I don't know about the Steinsaltz and the art scrolls, but they say vayikra aleph, they say sham aleph, but this appears to be a mistake. It should be vayikra gimel is where you have the three words yado that we're going to be doresh here. Does the Steinsaltz, did he correct that, or he left it as vayikra aleph?
Vayikra
Gimel. Yeah, it's Vayikra Gimel. He corrected it. Okay, good. The Yado velo Yad Avdo. It says he leans his hand, so not the hand of his Eved. Yado velo Yad Shlucho. His hand, not the hand of his Shaliach. And Yado velo Yad Ishto. Not his wife's hand either. So, Matal, there's your answer. The Gemara itself says it, that it's not talking about the woman's own carbon. It's talking about the wife on the husband's carbon. Correct. And Tosfos asks, well, why didn't I just do it from Bnei Yisrael Amiutei Nashim? And the answer is, I would have thought this is a different story here, because she's like her husband now. Since it's her husband's carbon. So, the wife. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the Shaliach being like him. Kol Hani Lamali, why do I need all three of these? Tzricha, you need all three. E, Kasa Rachman Achad, had the Torah only mentioned one, Havamin Lamutei Eved Delav Bar Mitzvos. I would have said, and that meant to exclude the Eved, because after all, the Eved is not subject to all the mitzvahs. This is an Eved Knani we're talking about. Aval Shaliach, the Bar Mitzvah, but the Shaliach is someone who is of mitzvahs. Ushlucha Shladim Kamoso, your Shaliach is like yourself. Emalismoch, I would have said he should do smicha. Therefore, Yado is to exclude him. V'yashmin and Hanitarti, and you only excluded, mentioned those two, Delav Kigufei Damya, I would have said, well, they're not like the person himself. Aval Ishto, but his wife is closer to him than the Shaliach. De Kigufei Damya, she is like himself, his own body. Ema tismach. Therefore, I would say she would do smicha the tzricha. So therefore, you needed to have all three exclusions. That's the idea. Okay. Smicha is shari mitzvah, we said. Smicha is the remnants of the mitzvah. It's not required for kapara. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, the Torah says v'samach, and it says v'nirtza. Okay, he will lean, and the carbon will be accepted. V'chismicha mechaperes. Does the leaning actually create the kapara? V'alo ein kapara ela bedam. The kapara occurs with the zvikas hadam on the mizbeach. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. It's the dam that is the kapara. Ela lo marloch she'im asa l'smicha shiari mitzvah. Male alav akasav ki ilu lo kiper v'kiper. The answer is that when you do smicha shiari mitzvah, meaning you don't do it effectively, Rashi says shalos samach, if you treat smicha as a subsidiary part of the mitzvah, the Torah considers it as though you didn't atone, but you did. Yeah. Rashi explains, "Kilo lo kiper min hamuvchar." You didn't do it in the finest way possible, but the kiper kapara koldehu. It's a minimal kapara that is acquired. Tosfos here, if you take a look at it here, talks about whether it'll atone for a mitzvah asay that you did or that you missed doing after you dedicated the karban. The Tanya Gabe Tnufa Kiai Gavna. We have the same idea when it comes to Tnufa elevating the carbon. L'Tnufa L'Chaper. It is for Tnufa to atone. V'chi Tnufa Mechaperes. Does Tnufa atone? V'alo Ein Kapara Ela Bedam. Kapara is only by the dam, like we just said. Shneamar ki adamu banefesh yechaper. Waving the carbon, tnufa is where you pick up the carbon in the air, like by the shtei alechem from Shavuos. What do you mean that it's mechaper? Elo lo marloch shemasa le tnufa shiari mitzvah male ala bakasiv ki lo kiper v'kiper. The answer is same deal. Yes, it's not the integral. Yes, it's not the it's not an integral part of the mitzvah, such as without it the mitzvah falls apart. Nonetheless, you're really not supposed to skip it, and it's considered to be an imperfect kapara if a person skips it. Al Harosh. We then said the leaning is done on the head of the animal. Tana Rabbanan Braisa says, the Torah says, Yado Al Harosh, on the head. Velo Yado Al Atzavar, and not on the neck of the animal. It has to be on the head of the animal. Tosus explains what we mean by this is the throat, the place of the shechita is what we're disqualifying. Yado Al Arosh, Velo Yado Al Agabayim. Hand on the head, not on the back of the animal. It's pure head. Yado Al Arosh, the third Yado, it's on the head. Velo Yado Al Echazeh, and not on the chest of the animal either. Why do I need to exclude all of these? Why don't you just say it's on the head and finished? You need all three. Had you only said one, I would have said that excludes the throat, because the throat is not along with the head. It's not on the head. But the back, it's right by the head. I would have said that would have been fine. Said Tzricha. Therefore, you needed a second pasuk to exclude that. And had you only taught me those two are excluded, the throat as well as the back, I would have said Mishum de lo isravi l'tenufa, that that's because those aren't elevated when you elevate the rest of the animal, avo chaze, but the chest of the animal, when you do tenufa, you pick up the chaze of a shok. De israbi le tenufa, that is elevated, amalo. I would have said, maybe not, maybe that counts. You do the smicha on the chaze, smicha, so therefore you needed to mention that all three are excluded. Iboyalu, so the Gemara asks, well, yada wa let's dadin mahu, what if you do it on the side of the head? Tashma, come in here, Disanya, as the Brisa says, Abba Bira'a B'Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Omer Abba Bira'a, it should be Bey, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov is one addition, others have Bidevei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, but it means someone in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Omer, he said, Yado is Al Rosho, V'lo Yado Alatz Dadin. I also exclude on the side of the on the side of the head. By the way, I forgot to mention earlier, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, if you take a look at the Tosus that goes from the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amadal to the top of Tzadi Gimel Amad Beis, you find that there are two Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimis, one of them being a colleague of Ruchista, and the other being in the time of Rebbe, and he was the Rebbe of Rav. Clearly it can't be the same person. So the Tosus brings that there are actually two of them. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Matleis mau shetachos. When you do smicha, what if there is a cloth on the head of the animal? Maybe the animal has a cold, or you don't want it to catch cold, I don't know. You have a cloth on the head of the animal. Does that count to interrupt the smicha? Mau shetachos. Tashma, ubevach lote davachotzeitz beino levein hazevach. The answer is, we've learned explicitly that there should be nothing interrupting between him and the carbon. Ubishtei yadayim, he leans with both hands. Mino animili, how do you know that? Amarei shlakish damar kar, it's a pasuk. V'samach Aaron es shtei yadav. This is by the Sar la'azazel, the scapegoat. So Aaron leans his two hands. Ksiv yado. On the one hand it says he leans yado, his hand. It's written without a yud, gerecht. Uksiv shtei, but it also says two. So this gives me a rule. Just like here, it's written without the yud, and yet it means two. So too, everywhere it's written without the yud, by default, I assume it means two. Unless the Torah actually says one. So, Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amr Lash Maisa Bebe Madrisha. Rabbi Elazar repeats this lesson in the base Madrish, follow Amr Mishmeid Resh Lakish, without citing Resh Lakish. He just says it. Shama Reish Lakish Vihikpid, Reish Lakish is annoyed. He says, what are you doing? I'm supposed to get some zchus in the learning, and now you excluded me. So he gets angry. Omar Lay, and so what he does is, he demolishes his own lesson. He says, Isalka Daitach Kolhecha Dechsib Yado Tarti Ninu. If you believe that Yado always means two by default, Lama Li Lemichtav Yadav Yadav. Why does the Torah ever write Yadav with a Yud? He points out 24 different times where it says Yadav. Yadav to Vienna, Yadav Rav Lo, Sikel es Yadav. He keeps coming up with Yadavs. Ishtik. So Rav Lazar has no answer. Lavasar dinach daite. Reish Lakish then calms down. The Amarle, he says to him, "My time alo temali yadav dismicha kaamri." He says, "You know, Rabbi Elazar, you could have replied to my knock on this limud by saying all you're talking about is yadav that appears regarding smicha. That's you didn't mean to apply it everywhere else. All you meant was that when the Torah uses yadav without the yud regarding smicha, it means two. That's all." So the Gemara asks, well, wait a minute. I have a case of smicha in which Yadav is written with the Yud. This is, of course, where Moshe empowers Yoshua. So the Gemara answers, smicha de behema ka'amri, because we were talking about smicha of animals. You remember the discussion at the beginning of Sanhedrin, right? The Mishnah says, smicha zekanim bishlosha. And the question is, does that mean smicha of zekanim or smicha by zekanim? So that's exactly Shechita. We then said that you do it in the same location right before you're going to do Shechita. Maikomar, what are we saying? Hachi Kiyomar, this is what we're saying. It's all one statement. The Makom Shesomchen Shochten, in the place where you do the Smicha, you do the Shechita, Shetekev Lasmicha Shechita, because one is right after the other.
Okay.
Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah quickly. Chomer besmicha mi betnufa u betnufa mi besmicha. The smicha has an aspect that's stricter than elevating the carbon, and tnufa has an aspect that's stricter than leaning on the carbon. She'echad meinif l'chol ha'chaverim v'ein'echad somech l'chol ha'chaverim. On the one hand, he says, when you do tnufa from a carbon, you don't have to have all the members of the carbon do the tnufa. One does tnufa for everybody, as the Gemara will explain. But on the other end, regarding smicha, we don't say that one does smicha on behalf of all of them, as we already saw. Chomer betenufa, on the other hand, tenufa is stricter. She'atenufa nohages bekarbonos hayachadu bekarbonos hatzibur, because tenufa applies by private karbonos as well as by communal karbonos. The bechayim ubeshchuten, it applies by live animals as well as by shechted animals, as we've already seen. Remember, we had a discussion about the shnei lechem and the lambs. Right, ubedavar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, ubedavar shein bo ruach chayim. And also, tenufa applies not only by karbanos, which had once been alive, but also by menachos, which were never alive. We do tenufa by both. Mashein came b'smicha, and smicha is not done by all of that. Note that this is not quite true. You said that tenufa is by communal and private, and smicha is not. However, we've said that paralam davar shal tzibur and sarah mishtaleach are communal karbanos that have smicha. I didn't see anybody comment that, but I think it's clear that it's not true. It's not that. Yeah, as a general rule, we don't. But there are exceptions to the rule. Correct.